Hey everyone, Rachel Carter here and welcome back to Digital Poison. Ever feel like your phone has a mind of its own? Like it's constantly buzzing, demanding your attention, pulling you into a vortex of endless scrolling? Yeah, me too. And that's why we're diving headfirst into the crucial topic of boundaries with technology and social media today. Because let's be real, sometimes our digital lives can feel more like an addiction and connection. Now, before you roll your eyes and say, Rachel, I know, screen time is bad, hear me out. It's not about demonizing our devices, smartphones are incredible tools. But when they start dictating our day, hijacking our attention, and leaving us feeling drained and disconnected from the real world, that's a problem. So, what can we do? How do we reclaim control and create healthy boundaries that actually work? Buckle up, because I've got 5 game-changing takeaways that are going to revolutionize your relationship with technology. Firstly, awareness is key. Before you can set boundaries, you need to understand where you stand now. Track your screen time, trust me, it's eye-opening. You might be surprised how many hours you're actually spending scrolling through Instagram or lost in a YouTube rabbit hole. Secondly, prioritize real life. Schedule time for offline activities you genuinely enjoy, reading a book, taking a walk, having face-to-face conversations. Remember, those were the things that used to make us happy before we became slaves to our screens. You know, like talking to people, actually experiencing life instead of just watching it through a filter. Thirdly, create tech-free zones. Designate certain areas in your home, maybe your bedroom or the dinner table, as screen-free sanctuaries. This helps create space for relaxation, connection, and mindful living. Fourthly, unfollow and mute. You're not obligated to follow every account on social media. Be ruthless. Unfollow accounts that trigger negative emotions, comparisons, or FOMO, fear of missing out. Remember, your feed should be a source of inspiration and joy, not stress and envy. Finally, be kind to yourself. This is a journey, not a race. There will be days when you slip up, it's totally normal. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and get back on track. Celebrate your successes, big and small, and remember that even small changes can make a huge difference in the long run. Think about that last work meeting where you were glued to your phone, scrolling through irrelevant updates while the conversation unfolded around you. Yeah, not ideal, right? You probably missed key information, felt disconnected from your colleagues, and left the meeting feeling less than engaged. That's what I'm talking about. Technology can be a wonderful tool for collaboration and communication, but it can quickly become a distraction if we're not careful. So how do we avoid that digital quicksand? Simple. Set boundaries. Before you dive into that next email chain or meeting invitation, ask yourself, is this truly necessary right now? Can I engage fully without distractions? If the answer is no, put your phone on silent, close unnecessary tabs, and dedicate your focus to the present moment. Trust me, the difference in productivity and connection will be astounding. Remember, folks, we're not trying to erase technology from our lives. That's unrealistic and, frankly, impossible. But we can learn to use it mindfully, consciously, and on our own terms. By setting boundaries, we reclaim control of our time, attention, and ultimately our happiness. Ready to ditch the digital dependence and embrace a more balanced life? Share this episode with a friend who could use some tech detox inspiration. And don't forget to leave us a review, it helps us reach more people who are ready to break free from the digital poison. See you in the next episode, where we'll be exploring even more strategies for reclaiming your time and living a happier, more fulfilling life. Until then, keep it real and keep it balanced.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.